Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for scaling up successful strategies, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate tuberculosis. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw unveils country's first 3-nanometer chip design facility, placing India among the most advanced nations. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai to take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. US and Saudi Arabia sign $142 billion defense deal. 78th Cannes Film Festival opens at French Riviera in France. And in Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra leads the medal tally with 120 medals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for scaling up successful strategies, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate tuberculosis or TB. He also lauded the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024. The Prime Minister chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Programme at his residence yesterday. He also reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan covering high-focus districts. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need to analyse the trends of TB patients based on urban or rural areas and also based on their occupations. He said that this will help identify groups that need early testing and treatment, especially workers in construction, mining, textile mills and similar fields. The Prime Minister also highlighted the importance of cleanliness through Jan Bhagidari as a key step in eliminating TB. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw inaugurated the new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnaw stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. The minister highlighted that a key feature of this centre is its capability to design 3-nanometer chips among the most advanced in the world, end-to-end within India, marking a first for the nation. Mr. Vaishnaw also announced the launch of a new semiconductor learning kit aimed at enhancing practical hardware skills among engineering students.
We started the new conductor design center of Renesas. The key point about this center is, first time in our country, 3-nanometer chips, which are most advanced, will be designed here in India end-to-end. Second, many of the colleges where we have given the software tools, now we will be giving them a microcontroller-based hardware kit, which can be used to develop many products. That will be given to the 270 academic institutions in which we have set up the EDA tools.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of 3 new criminal laws in Puducherry yesterday. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah called for registration of FIR in Tamil language only and ensuring its availability in other languages to whoever requires it. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai will take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the morning. Justice B.R. Gawai will succeed Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. A report.
Born on 24th November 1960 at Amravati, Justice B.R. Gawai joined the bar in 1985. Justice Gawai practiced independently as an advocate at Bombay High Court from 1987 to 1990. He was elevated as additional judge of the Bombay High Court in November 2003 and appointed as permanent judge of the Bombay High Court in November 2005. In May 2019, Justice Gawai was elevated as a judge in the Supreme Court. In the last 6 years, he was a part of around 700 benches dealing with matters pertaining to a variety of subjects including constitutional and administrative law, civil law, criminal law and commercial disputes. The tenure of Justice Gawai will end in November this year. Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has officially declared 23rd of September as the date for celebrating Ayurveda Day each year. In a statement, Ayush Ministry stated that this change, notified through a gazette notification, marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda Day on Dhanteras. The ministry said Ayurveda Day has been commemorated annually to promote Ayurveda as a scientific, evidence-based and holistic system of medicine that plays a pivotal role in preventive healthcare and wellness. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a recent televised address to the nation, laid out a clear and resolute doctrine for dealing with terrorism. Operation Sindoor is the centre's clearest articulation of a zero-tolerance, no-compromise policy to safeguard national security. Central government's every move, from suspending the Indus Waters Treaty to launching military strikes on terror camps, was carefully planned and timed. The three core pillars of Prime Minister's doctrine includes decisive retaliation on India's terms, zero tolerance for nuclear blackmailing, and no distinction between terrorists and their sponsors. The Prime Minister gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace.
पाकिस्तान में ऐसा कोई ठिकाना नहीं है जहां बैठकर आतंकवादी चैन की सांस ले सके। हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे। और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. Indian defence stocks surged up to 9% in yesterday's trade session after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's push for Made in India defence equipments during his first address to the nation after Operation Sindoor on Monday. The share price of Bharat Dynamics surged the highest among the defence stocks, jumping 9.4% to 1,718 rupees on the National Stock Exchange. Hindustan Aeronautics share price gained 4.6%. On the other hand, in comparison to the stellar run by Indian defence shares over the past few sessions, Chinese defence stocks plunged over 9% yesterday. In Uttarakhand, the Adi Kailash and Om Parvat Yatra is starting today from Kathgodam in Nainital district. The Kumaon Mandal Vikas Nigam has made extensive arrangements for the convenience and safety of the pilgrims. More from our Dehradun correspondent.
The first group of 19 members will depart from Kathgodam today for the Adi Kailash and Om Parvat Yatra. This group includes 7 pilgrims from Uttarakhand and 6 each from Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The group includes 12 men and 7 women. They will travel from Kathgodam visiting various temples in Nainital, Almora and Pithoragarh and then proceed to Gunji. From there, they will visit Adi Kailash in Jolingkong and Om Parvat in Nabidang. So far, 102 devotees have registered for the Yatra. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival opened at the French Riviera in France with a glamorous red carpet and a powerful opening ceremony, marking the start of a 12-day celebration of global cinema. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The ceremony opened with the premiere of Leave One Day by Amélie Bonin, accompanied by a musical tribute to filmmaker David Lynch from French pop icon Mylène Farmer. Meanwhile, India is once again set to shine on the global cinematic stage as it prepares to make a strong impression at this year's Cannes Film Festival. Jury member and All We Imagine as Lights Indian filmmaker Payal Kapadia has expressed gratitude after representing India, legendary filmmaker Satyajit Ray's 1970 classic Aranyar Din Ratri, starring Soumitra Chatterjee and Sharmila Tagore, will be screened in the classics section. Director Neeraj Ghevan's second feature film, Homebound, has been been selected for the Uncertain Regard section. Indian actor Anupam Kher makes his directorial debut with Tanvi the Great, which is set to have its world premiere at the Majdu Film Cannes Film Market during the festival. The Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute production, A Doll Made Up of Clay, will be showcased at Cannes. With Neelam Kaushik, this is Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman signed a wide-ranging strategic economic partnership agreement in Jeddah yesterday. The deal covers multiple sectors, including huge arms deal worth nearly $142 billion. Agreements also include significant Saudi investments in artificial intelligence, energy production, and healthcare. President Trump began a four-day tour of the Middle East, starting with a visit to Saudi Arabia yesterday. Trump also reaffirmed his commitment to expanding the Abraham Accords, an initiative he launched during his first term to normalize diplomatic relations between Israel and several Arab countries. The U.S. president also announced the lifting of sanctions on Syria that were imposed during the rule of the ousted president Bashar al-Assad. Moving on to sports, in Khelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra has surpassed the 100 mark in the medal tally, winning more medals in new events on the 10th of May. Maharashtra, with 120 medals in its kitty, continues to dominate the medal tally, including 46 gold and 38 silver. Rajasthan is on the second position with 42 medals, including 19 gold and 9 silver. With all-round performances, Haryana surged to third position, pipping Karnataka to the fourth. A report.
In the track and field events, several records were shattered at the Pataliputra Sports Complex. Uttar Pradesh sprinter Kadir Khan, in his maiden Khelo India Games, clocked an impressive 47.34 seconds in the 400-meter race, establishing a new meet record. Aditya Pisal of Maharashtra emerged as the fastest boy in the games, securing a gold medal with a record-breaking performance of 10.62 seconds. The 1500-meter race saw Bablu Kumar from Uttar Pradesh clinch the gold medal. At the weightlifting competition in Rajgir, numerous records were rewritten. Uttar Pradesh lifter Tushar Chaudhary delivered a standout performance, breaking both the clean and jerk and total lift records, winning a gold medal. In the hockey finals held in Rajgir, Odisha triumphed over Jharkhand in a thrilling shootout, winning the girls' gold medal with a score of 3-1. The medal rounds in wrestling commenced in Patna, while the badminton competition concluded in Bhagalpur. Haryana showcased its dominance in wrestling, securing 4 of the 7 gold medals in both the boys and the girls category on the 10th day of the games. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report from Patna, Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News.
In badminton, top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen, Priyanshu Rajawat, Unnati Hooda, Malvika Bansod, and women's doubles pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Treza Jolly will kick off their campaigns in the main draw of the Thailand Open in Bangkok today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over Assam and Meghalaya today. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. Prime Minister Modi's visit to Adampur Air Base, greeting and lauding the uniformed personnel and unmasking Pakistan propaganda, finds mention in all the dailies today. In this highly confidential visit, India briefs 70 nations on new normal in Pak ties, cites the Times of India, while the Tribune writes, New India wants peace but will crush enemy if attacked. Insisting on no third party on Kashmir issue, a top headline in the Indian Express states, Mediation, Kashmir and trade, Delhi rebuts Trump claims point by point. The Economic Times reports 3.16% inflation, near 6-year low with food on tire. The Pioneer writes, Air India reroutes to save fuel as the airlines has started using Mongolian airspace to reduce operational costs. Indian origin Anita Anand is new Canada foreign minister, cites the Hindustan Times. And finally, continuing the winning streak, girls outsmart boys as CBSE declares class 10 and 12 results, notes the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for scaling up successful strategies, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate tuberculosis. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw unveils country's first 3-nanometer chip design facility, placing India among the most advanced nations. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai to take oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India today. US and Saudi Arabia sign $142 billion defense deal. 78th Cannes Film Festival opens at French Riviera in France, and in Kelo India Youth Games, Maharashtra leads the medal tally with 120 medals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.